Hello and welcome to the Luxury Lounge. That's right, every Thursday we head into the lounge, we shut the door, and we air our complaints. And you can complain about anything you'd like. There are no judgments here. There are no small problems. Every problem is a big problem, my complaint queens. You can come in here and come in, and on my guest and I, we are gonna just do a douchey duet with you. We will sing with you your complaints. And listen, I know you're loving the lounge, and I want you to keep sending in your Luxury Lounge complaints to jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. You title it Luxury Lounge, and then right next to it, give me kind of the theme. Let me know what you'll be complaining about. You guys are getting better at this. I'm getting better at this. I thank you so much for hanging with me during this journey, because, you know, we took a chance. You had a podcast that you loved and I loved doing, and I was like, you know what? I have a feeling they'd like a little bit of this side plate. And we're doing it, and you guys are writing in, so thank you, thank you, thank you. Luxury Lounge is every Thursday, and I'm on the road. If you're listening right now, I'm going to be in Chicago, Baltimore, D.C., New York City, jaredfree.com for tickets, jaredfree.com for tickets. And most importantly, I keep pushing the Patreon because I really do enjoy what's going on there. I'm doing 3 extra podcasts a week for $5 a month. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/jaredfreed, and I do an extra Luxury Lounge. I do another thing called One More Email, where I answer one email, like a dating email. And then I do Coffee with J-Train. Last week, you know, Coffee with J-Train is like my that's my baby that I've been, you know, raising from birth. And it's really me just talking about pop culture news. So I talked about Simone Biles a couple weeks ago and the hoopla around that. And then last week I talked about Christopher Maloney and why women think he's hot, in my opinion. I spoke for women. I mansplain why he's hot. So go to patreon.com/jaredfreed and get into that. And I'm very excited about today's guest. An OKP on the show, original key player, Carly Aquilino. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
It is, when Luxury Lounge became a regular programming, I was like, Carly's really going to be great at this. I have a feeling.
Is that because I'm good at complaining?
Yeah, I think some people like you and I are of a similar ilk. We complain for sport, and we can jump on a complaint. Like, you're good at being like, and another thing that sucks.
That's like, really just all I absorb throughout the day. I'm like, well, that sucks. This sucks.
And I think there's some people, and what I'm hoping is we find the people out there that are like the same ilk as us, because there are people that like hear two people complaining and they're like, does anyone have anything positive to say? And you're like, no.
Right. This is the real world.
Yeah. 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 We are living in a daily hell that is an inferno.
Right.
Get into it.
Right.
How have you been? It's so good to see you. And before we started, I said, I was like, I hate that we just like, you're one of those people, I'm like, let's have a good time on a podcast, and that's like how we hang out, and that's really a sad thing.
No, I know. I feel the same way. That just happens to all of us, right? You end up getting like busy and swept up with your own stuff. But same stuff, man. Same things as always. I am having fun on TikTok. I had spoken with you about that.
You are. Thank you for the lob pitch that you just gave me, because I watch you on TikTok. I'm like, no one is having more fun than Carly Aquilino. It feels like it was built for you. Like in the same way, like Girl Code, I was like, yup, Carly, awesome. Gonna just hit it out of the park. All of a sudden, I'm like, who the fuck is Fashion Girl 42069? And how does she have millions of hits? And I'm like, oh my God, it's Carly. Like, out of nowhere. Why did you choose a name that was not you? And because I'm Wizard of Haz on there, because I got kicked off like 4 minutes in.
Oh, you did? What did you get kicked off for?
So I made this whole YouTube about, remember the guy with the big dick that people would keep sending each other?
Oh, yeah. The dead porn star.
The dead porn star.
So we didn't know he was dead.
We didn't know he was dead. And I basically thought of him as a hero. Like, I was like, he is the only levity I have at the beginning of this hellscape of a pandemic where we didn't know what was going to happen. Everyone's going to die. Nobody's going to die. We don't know if it's the flu. You know, everyone's in that space. So every time I got sent Like, oh, you got to click this link from the CDC. And then it was him. It was like a moment of relief and happiness. And I was like, so I made this like, it ended up doing nothing. I thought it was a good idea at the time, but it was like, let's talk about the moment you remember getting sent it. Like, let's like have a, and so we interviewed a bunch of people and it's like, oh, my first time. And it was like a bunch of people like getting interviewed by me. And then, so I was to promote it. Yeah. So I had like a 5,000 TikTok followers at the time. And I was like, to promote it, I like put some clips up and I didn't realize how strict. I guess I forgot he had a penis. Like, I forgot it was a penis. You know what I mean? Like, he became so ingrained in my life that I was like, oh, he's not even a naked man anymore. Right. And it was my fault, you know?
That's so now how much you respected him.
Yeah, it actually is
true. You saw him as a fully clothed man. You forgot that his enormous penis was just out. Pretty much touching the floor.
Legitimately touching the floor. Like... The penis was as much a penis as this hat is a penis to me. Like, I just, like, didn't even... So, So I put that up on TikTok. But TikTok, they're like, no. Like Instagram, Facebook
so
will be
strict.
Like, take a week off, buddy. No, TikTok is like, ah. Like, people don't even swear on... You could tell it's a Chinese app because people are like... People won't even, like, write fuck on there.
Right. You know? I know that's something that I had to kind of get used to also because I kind of curse. I never really censor myself, but I got used to it. A few of my videos got taken down just from like saying fuck.
Yeah, I put a bachelorette like my live stream on there and they're like, this is bullying. I'm like, well, yeah, kind of, but they have abs. Who cares?
Right. You know, like, right. These are the people I'm allowed to bully.
Yeah, right. Haven't you ever heard of punching up? I'm fat. I'm allowed to make fun of these people. So what was the fashion girl thing? Like, how did that start?
So I wanted to make a TikTok. I made a TikTok pretty late. I made it like, you know, maybe over the winter last year.
I remember this.
Putting it off. I didn't want to do it. I felt like, oh, this is like another thing that's going to consume my life because I'm really not on social media content. That's just not, I feel like it drives me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So
I hear that. And then you're like, it's going to consume my life. And then you and got then on I the just app did. And now your life is consumed
I'm
by it. Yeah.
Obsessed. And I don't even watch TV anymore. I just watch fucking TikToks for hours. So I ended up trying to make a TikTok and somebody had already made one using my name.
Oh shit.
Like with my Instagram handle. So I knew a few people over at TikTok. I had reached out to them. I was like, is there any way that I could get my name back? And they were like, really? No. They were like, they tried to get it back for me because the account was inactive, but I guess the person said no, which is fine because like in TikTok, if I were to put in Jared Freed, your actual TikTok would be the first one to come up, even if there are a million other Jared Freeds. Like it would just go by like who's verified or who has the most followers or something like that. So I wasn't too worried about it. And then I was like, what should my name be? I didn't want it to be like the real Carly.
Yeah,
like I
yeah,
hate
when
people put the real
so
on
douchey.
Like you're so gross and disgusting. Oh,
get out
to
of
me,
here.
Like the real as if there's fake ones. So I was just like, I'm gonna make it something stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking like, oh, maybe I won't even ever use it. I don't know how serious I'm gonna be about it. And then I was like, oh, fashion girl 42069. Because what on my Instagram I used to post like the ugliest shit I was wearing and be like, oh, hey, you guys, it's me, fashion girl 42069, and kind of like make a stupid, like kind of make fun of these like fashion bloggers. So I thought of that and then I just did it. But it's so annoying because the people that do recognize me from it, they're like, you look like all of my comments are like, you look like Carly.
I'm like,
that's because I get that a lot. And it's because that is me. You know,
well, it's so funny because I think TikTok has the people who get it the most and the people who get it the least in one app.
Comment section.
The comment section on TikTok, I go to the comments like for the joke sometimes.
Yeah.
And it is sometimes it's like they're dead on. The jokes are great. It's fantastic. And then sometimes it is like like these people are the dumbest fucking people. There,
right.
I just posted something about aioli. It's my face on
right,
aioli
I saw that.
And being like, man, you know, I used to be mayonnaise and now I'm aioli. If you Google aioli, it literally says mayonnaise with garlic. Okay. Right. So like that is in maybe in other countries, it's another thing. People are like, no, aioli is when you have oil with it. And you're like, wow, right. You are out and of like.
And it's like everyone now is a chef. There's so many experts on TikTok, but they're 13 years old. They're all 13 years old, but they know fucking everything. And they're offended by everything.
We need like 18 and above social media and 18 and below, because it is sometimes that you're looking at a comment. A comment will drive you crazy. And you're like, Jared, it's a 13 year old.
Right. Exactly. Like, literally. Cares? That's what it probably is. Like, that's what it has to be half the time.
So listen, everyone go follow Carly on TikTok at fashiongirl42069 and go follow her podcast. Her podcast is amazing. Secret Keepers Club. I've been on it. It's a great show. Yes. Everyone should go get subscribed. Secret Keepers Club. What day of the week does it come out?
Mondays.
So Mondays, you got J Train on Mondays, Secret Keepers Clubs on Mondays. You got a whole library of shows Full day. And she's going back on the road in October at Carly Aquilino on Instagram. Let's go to, I think you're going to be able to help with my complaint. I am so
excited.
Ready. I've actually waited on this. Okay. hit the music. Jared, he has some problems. Jared, he's got some issues to get off his chest right now. Jared has a lot of issues. Jared has a issue with a lot of things that we can discuss. Can you relate to the problem now? About 3 weeks ago, I get a message from Cuts Clothing. Have you ever heard of Cuts Clothing?
No.
Cuts is as people who listen to this know, I am a wide-shouldered, short-torsoed man. So t-shirts are very hard for me to fit into.
Of course.
It's either a crop top or it's a dress. Because what happens is I need a shirt that can fit up top. So I'm usually in XL land, but then the length is for an XL body. Right,
for somebody that's like 6'3".
Exactly.
Right.
And this is gets me to my point. Even you saying someone who's 6'3", it made me depressed. Like, no. I need... And so Cuts Clothing reaches out to me.
Sorry.
It's okay. Okay, trigger warning next time. Next time you mention above 6 feet. Okay? Because I'm 5'8".
I love that.
But I'm 5'8 and a half, and I say 5'8 because I want to under-promise, over-deliver.
Right.
People always say to me, they're like, you don't look 5'8". I know, because I made that happen. Okay. So Cuts Clothing messages me, hey, we want to send you some shirts. And I said to Cuts Clothing, I go, I've gotten your shirts before. They are not a fit for me because they are made for, trigger warning to the people under 6 foot, people above 6 foot. They are made for, and listen, you go to their Instagram, it's gorgeous men. They look great. It's the guy who can wear anything. It's skinny guy with necklaces at Burning Man. This is festival
bracelets.
Dude. Bracelets. Never worked out in his life. He goes for a run once a week and he's like, yeah, I work out. He never finishes his fries. He's not me.
Ugh.
Right?
Ugh. Hate that guy. Yeah.
I hate them, but that's who they're servicing.
That's
fine.
The target demo.
I said, Cuts, they messaged me from their like, you know, checkmark account. I go, Cuts, you know, I appreciate it, but it didn't work out. I tried. And then I had to send them back and they go, no, we got a whole new line. I'm like, okay, I'm just letting you know. It's just not, it hadn't worked before. They go, what size are you? I go, I don't know, man. Like now I'm like, I don't even know. I've ordered from you. They go, we looked it. Then they come back. They go, we looked it up. We're going to send you a double XL. I'm like, right when he said double XL, I don't know if it's a man or whatever it is. When they said double XL, I immediately slunched over my chair. I'm like, fuck, now I'm a double XL. Like, now I have to like have that on my shirt. Someone goes, oh, let me, what shirt brand? Even if it looks good, what shirt brand? Double XL, what are you, like, what's
nobody
going on?
Nobody would ever, no, I have a question. Has anybody ever looked at the tag of your shirt?
No, but I have people.
Okay, these are just irrational fears.
Well,
but I understand this is, where you're coming from.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Like,
yes.
Like, this company and I, we're not a match.
Right.
We're just not a match. So then they go, we're sending. So they send three shirts, double XLs. And a sweatshirt. I try them on. It is not, they don't fit. They don't fit. They are down to my knees.
Mm-hmm.
My stomach, it looks like a tube of toothpaste and the toothpaste is all in the middle. Like, I have a huge stomach. I'm like, and then like I tried working them out. It was the worst day of my life. Like,
yeah,
I was
that'll
like,
ruin your day. That'll ruin your day.
Right? And I'm going, and I'm 100%. Like, and I said, and in my head, I'm going, I told them, I said, and it's like, listen, Cuts Clothing, you aren't for my people.
Right.
You are for a different brand of human. So like, if you're out, like, and this isn't to down their company. If that's the demo you want to go for, you know, rave, you know, ecstasy,
right,
bracelet dude with, you know, seven amulets. If that's your, your jam.
Right.
But my people, we're going to go elsewhere. We're going to travel the desert and keep searching for our homeland.
Right.
And
because it's like, what are you going to do? Get a shirt hemmed?
No, yeah, exactly.
Like, why would they insist that the shirt was going to fit and be so persistent about it? Because it's like, hey, now you're just asking to ruin my day.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because
I'm telling you it's not going to fit. Mm-hmm.
The minute I'm telling you it's not going to fit, and then when you go, no, try it. It's like, no, I know.
Right.
And right now I'm wearing a shirt from Chubbies, which is offensive in itself, but it is sad that the one that fits
Chubbies?
Me best. So Chubbies is it was a shorts company that made like short shorts for men.
Oh,
and
okay.
And I immediately, when they first came out, I was like, I get the joke. I love it. I ordered them right away.
Right.
Now they've evolved into this like whole clothing company, but their polo fits me perfectly. And it's like, it's a little sad that the one that fits me perfectly is Chubbies, but I guess those are my people. We're the Chubbies, right. Okay? We are the Chubbies. Cuts. Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck
out of
here.
Stop bothering us. Stop trying to come into our party and be like, no, we're all the same. No.
No.
You have a different segment, not my people.
Right. You're
That's
for like
complaint.
Also, they're for also British guys.
Yeah.
Like
British
just
guys.
Tall and skinny British guys. Like that's your demo and that's fine.
They
but
like
I don't
books.
Need to support. Right. Right.
Yeah,
we don't read over here.
Yeah, we don't read, we don't write, we don't do math, we eat French fries, and we get table pancakes, okay? Carly, do you have a complaint?
I do have a complaint, and I feel kind of like an asshole.
This
Did
is
I
the
lose
place
you?
I got you. You're still good over here.
Okay.
You're in the lounge. Let me hit the music. It's the guest's turn to complain. They're ready to jump in. They've got lots of problems too. It ain't all about Jared. Let's hear their complaint of the day. Let's hear their complaint of the day. They're invited on the show to have some fun and complain with you. Let's hear that complaint. Okay, Carly. Give your complaint.
So I moved into my apartment a little over a year ago, and it's a great apartment. It's like that. It's a nice apartment. It's a kind of like a floor of a brownstone. And
love that.
Thank you. And I love it. I love it. But I feel like I spend so much time cleaning it every day that sometimes in my head I go, is it too much space? And that's a complaint that nobody in New York has.
It is a very difficult complaint to find someone to go. Because everyone, you know, even people not from here, the annoying part about it, totally agree, is when people, you go, oh, I live in New York. And they go, oh, you got a little shoebox in New York. Like even
right.
those people. And then you have to go, well, no, I'm doing pretty well. I got a whole
right.
floor in a brownstone. Like that's not even like... Like, I don't, like, you, they put you in a position to sound like the douchebag. And it's right, like, you right. should enjoy that apartment. And especially, are you living on your own?
Yes.
That's the other thing. It's like, when you have too much space on your own, you're like, I don't even feel, like, I kind of like the coziness of the studio
I'm in. 100%. 100%. And that's why I'm like, I have a dining room, like I have a dining room, which is absurd. It's just crazy. Then, there's nothing in there. There's a table that was here when I moved in, but I don't spend time. I'm not like, this is what I want to be realistic when I'm looking for apartments. And I kind of like fell into this apartment because I knew the person that used to live here. But while looking for apartments, I have to always tell myself like, bitch, no one's coming over, girl. Yeah. No one's coming over. There's no need for like extra entertaining space and the big dining room table. For what?
Yeah,
for what?
The idea of who we are does not match who we are.
And exactly.
It like the idea, and that's the thing. This is a luxury complaint about yourself. You're really saying, because when you moved in, you went, oh, I'll do my Thanksgiving dinner over there.
Right. And I'm not
I'll
cooking do... for anybody.
Yeah. Well, I'm not cooking. Well, I do like to entertain. And it's like, no, you're going to make mac and cheese and you're going to eat it over the sink with a glass of wine.
And you have one friend.
You have one friend. And the one friend don't want to even come to your place. You guys want to go out to a bar.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you
I'm telling you, I've been like, I'll like clean. And then I feel like it's kind of, I remember being little and my mom being like, I clean the house and I turn around and you guys already mess it up. And that's kind of how I feel. But it's just like, I'm like, how did it get dusty already?
Yeah. And you can't. The and fuck? Now you're like, now you're like a woman who's like yelling at her gerbil. And it's like,
I'm yelling at my cats. I'm cats like, you guys like, didn't need to track the
this is,
kitty
this
litter.
Is how cat, this is how cat women start. Because it starts at, you remember your mom saying that, and then you're turning to a cat going, I just cleaned up. And then you're like, oh, right. No.
Exactly.
The J Train Podcast is brought to you by Brooklinen. It's summer, hot nights. It can be hard to fall asleep. Get Brooklinen sheets. They're crisp and breathe well to keep you cool all night long. Brooklinen was started to create beautiful, high-quality home essentials that don't cost an arm and a leg. I'm going to tell you right now, I have the sheets. They're awesome. The towel is comfy and great. And it's mom approved. My mom is like a Brooklinen fan. Sometimes you hear these ads on podcasts and you go, oh, they're trying to, you know, and you hear an ad where they say, you know, oh, we're going to get, you know, cut out the middleman. You think, well, what's the quality like? Well, the quality on these Brooklinen sheets are unbelievable. Good enough for my mom to go, get them for me. I need them. They work directly with the manufacturers to give you a fair price. No middlemen, no markups. Get their amazing array of products at a reasonable price. Brooklinen has something for your every comfort need. Ideal for a seasonal refresh because they're launching new products, colors, and patterns all the time. I'm talking buttery, soft, and breathable sheets, plush and absorbent towels, cozy robes, comfy loungewear you'll want to put on and never take off. They're so confident in their core products. They come with a 365-day warranty, and fans are confident too. There's a reason Brooklinen has over 75,000 five-star reviews and counting. And a lot of those are from moms. I'm telling you, moms know this stuff. And their customer service, clearly they get their 8 hours every night because they're a dream to work with if you have an issue. So give yourself the comfort refresh you deserve and get it for less at Brooklinen. Go to brooklinen.com. Use promo code JTRAIN20. That's JTRAIN20 to get $20 off with a minimum purchase of $100. That's brooklinen.com. Enter promo code JTRAIN20 for $20 off with a minimum purchase of $100. That's brooklinen.com, promo code JTRAIN20. The J Train Podcast is brought to you by Noom. When you're trying to lose weight, everything is about what you can't eat. You obsess about the pasta you shouldn't have. That's so stressful. You're hating yourself out of the gate. Getting healthy is a positive thing. It should be about learning to feed and nourish your body, not deprive it. Enter Noom. Noom uses a psychological approach to help change your mindset around food. You know what I love about that? Because it is, they're admitting that this is not just going to the gym. This is a mindset. This is changing your perspective. If you start to build good by building good habits, you'll be on a sustainable path to a better health. It's all about creating a better relationship with food. And that starts with just being honest with yourself about why you eat. This is something that is crucial to my own life. Every day, I go through this with what to eat, how to eat. It's got to be good for me and delicious. And I will tell you, Noom has been so important to my personal, you know, health journey, so to speak. There are no bad foods in Noom's world. There's no way to mess this up. And if you eat the pasta, that's okay. It's all about balance and making small choices every day that add up. That's a big thing with Noom. They have these fun facts that they hit you with. So you just are armed with the knowledge of, oh, maybe this is a better direction than the one I've been taking. With Noom, it's as easy as checking your phone every day, and you already do that anyways. It's like a game at that point. Start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/JTrain. That's Noom.com/JTrain. Noom.com/JTrain. Well, listen, I'm so happy to have you here, Carly. Everyone go follow Carly at Carly Aquilino, at FashionGirl42069, Secret Capers Club. That is the podcast. Are you hearing me?
Yeah, I gotcha.
Okay.
Am I cutting out?
A little bit. Hmm. Are you good now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I think we're okay. Okay, you ready?
Fucking let's do optimum.
Luxury Lounge Yankee Stadium Steak Fries. Okay.
Okay.
Jared, thank you for creating this safe space for our luxury complaints and big fan of your live screams. My luxury complaint comes from my recent experience at Yankee Stadium and bounces off the COVID excuses complaint from a previous episode. I was attending my first Yankee game in over 2 years and was really looking forward to the famous steak fries in the stadium, a longtime fan favorite and arguably the next most popular concession outside of chicken buckets. So I've been to a Yankee game. Pete, the chicken buckets are fantastic. Like, yep. It's like the most chicken fingers you've ever gotten. And I think there's a Coca-Cola is like in the middle of it.
Right.
Don't you drink from the middle? It's great. After waiting in line for some 15 to 20 minutes at the steak's concession stand and missing a Yankee home run, which led to a comeback win, I was told that they are not currently serving steak fries due to COVID. I don't get it. They have the shaved steaks and horseradish sauce available for their sandwiches and obviously fries available as a side. Why can't they just put the item together? I feel like it's a complete cop-out for them to just do less work. I miss going to Yankee games for over a year and paid good money to get a ticket, but they can't even serve up some steak fries? Yours in luxury, Hubert. What do you think?
I totally get it. When you're looking forward to something, and like, I even was just thinking like, ooh, I like the food at Yankee Stadium, but I also like the food at Citi Field. I'm not a sports person, but sure. The reason why I go to the games is to drink beer and to eat the food. So that's like that's really the thing that's pulling me in, because it's a part of the entire experience. Otherwise I would just watch it at my house. Right.
Totally. And this is for any time you're going out. You envision what the experience will be. So you're like, okay, I am, you know, I'm me and I'm going to be going out to Yankee Stadium. And you're like, oh, you start like pursing and you start looking at menus. You start looking things up and you go, oh, the steak fries, and you can taste them. And you're like, and then you start adjusting your life towards steak fries.
The item, yes.
Yeah, so you do this with like, oh, I'm going to a nice restaurant tonight. I looked at the menu. I'm going to have this shared plate and that shared plate and that side. And now we're more like cruise ships than we are speedboats.
Right.
So you're like, okay, at breakfast, you're adjusting, you know, the bearings or, you know, the directionals towards steak fry.
100%.
You're doing that the whole week leading in.
Right. You're thinking, I'm going to eat steak fries when I go to the game, so I'm going to have a light breakfast. Then exactly. By the time you're there, you're starving. You're like, oh my God, I got to eat. I'm going to miss this part of the game. I got to go wait in line. And then you get up there and they might as well have just said, fuck you.
Exactly.
They might as well have just said, fuck you.
And fuck you, fuck your week, fuck the workouts that you did to prepare for this steak fry moment.
Right.
It's fucked up.
Your hopes and dreams.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Carly Aquilino at Carly Aquilino at Fashion Girl 42069. I love saying that. I knew, Carly, you'd be fantastic at this. Luxury Lounge, sweating in Uber. Hey, Jared, Feather, writing to you from an Uber as we speak. Why do New York City Uber drivers refuse to use air conditioning when it's 90 degrees out? They have all the windows down as if the hot breeze will do anything. Currently sweating all my makeup off and awkwardly have to ask this driver to use the air conditioning. Shouldn't this be common sense? Anyways, love you and all your podcasts. I tell my friends to listen all the time. We should date, or you should hire me as a rep at least. Well, thank you very much. What do you think? Are you sweating in Ubers, Carly?
I tell them immediately, it's hot in here. No?
Yeah.
It's hot. Yeah. Because, listen, I would take the subway. I wanted to sweat my balls off, I would just take the subway. So to me, it's like, I understand why they're not just driving around all day with the AC bumping, because that ends up somehow costing more money in gas. Like, I don't know how that ends up happening. But, or some type of, like, it costs you more money if your AC is bumping,
Carly,
right?
Carly, you nailed it. That is exactly my first thought. I actually don't know how the air conditioning affects the wallet. We were told our whole lives.
As kids,
that air conditioning in cars was somehow this luxurious, expensive thing. But no one has ever given me the breakdown of the dollars to AC. Like, what is the effect? Is it the gas? Like, is it the gas? I would assume that's the battery. Like, we don't know.
Oh, the battery. Well.
This makes me mad at dads. This is what dads do. They just assume. This is like, oh, you're drinking water during football practice? Yeah, I'm fucking thirsty.
Yeah.
We invent these things as luxury things when we don't even know if they're luxuries at all.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember my dad, like, I remember it being a thing, though. Like, it costs you more money if you have the AC on. So I don't know. Maybe the Uber driver's dad told him the same thing and never explained it.
Well, it's made us more hesitant. Even the way you acted out asking the driver, little hot in here, huh? You, like, as if you got to agree. No, you're the fucking customer.
Exactly.
Turn up the AC, idiot.
I would take the subway, or I would walk.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm doing this so that I don't sweat my makeup off, so that I don't have pit stain. Like, I'm a sweaty person.
That's right.
I'm not trying to sit in a hot ass car.
And you're reserving, because you should feel comfortable saying, hey, sir, can you turn on the AC? And we have been damaged our whole lives by these dads who were like, whoa, Mr. Fancy Pants needs his AC on. Okay, how much is it? How much is it? Explain to me the cost right now. Like, there.
And why? Like, and why is it expensive?
Why? Where is it where is it coming out of the wallet? And let me pay. I'll pay. Hey, take half off of my allowance.
Right.
Tell the tooth fairy to save some AC dollars.
Being a comfortable temperature as a kid was a luxury, because even using the AC in the house. Well, my family, we didn't have air conditioning until I was like a teenager, way too late. Like,
oh,
we
God.
Were sweating in the house. We were sweating in the damn house.
I mean,
and it was like, we had a fan, like I would have a fan in my room and whatever, but we never had AC. But even having a fan, it was like, Kevin James has that bit. I swear to God, it's my favorite comedy special. He has that
it's
bit.
It's my favorite
of like,
comedy special of all time. I almost DM'd
really?
Him today. I legit, it's so
you
weird
should.
You say that. I was legitimately in my head being like, why don't I just DM him and be like, I want to open for you. You're my favorite comic of all time.
Yeah.
Like, Sweat the Small Stuff is the best special of all time.
It's the best special of all time.
Every bit on it works.
Yeah,
like it's just every
and it
bit.
Holds up. It holds up still. Like, I'll watch it like once a year, that special. I love that special.
Totally. You can, and for the listeners at home, you can YouTube it. It's out there. Like, it's just out there.
It's out there because it came out when I was a kid. I remember watching it, but he has that bit about the fan and like the oscillating fan, how it goes back and forth, and they would be like, here it comes. Ah.
That was you and your whole family.
That was
just you'd be like, let's have an oscillating fan hour. Like, right. To me, I have never had a day in my life without air conditioning, except when I went to summer camp. And then I was just like, you know, I had those, I went to summer camp with a bunch of Jews, and like all of us had like seven on us at once with like the misting.
Fans.
It really just, you know, japping it up.
Summer camp is a form of torture in and of itself. It's like, did anyone have fun?
I had the best. I'm going to disagree with you there, but I don't mean, okay. We don't disagree in the luxury lounge, but I will say, this is the Uber situation. Here's the other luxury that I don't even know is a luxury. People will be like, oh, windows down, AC up. And it's like,
why would you do that? You're letting the AC out.
Well, I have done that. And I don't even, and people go, whoa, that to some people, that was like taking dollar bills and throwing them out the window. But I don't even know how much it is. I don't even know.
And for what reason does it cost more money? Because it seems like, what?
It's insane. We should be more comfortable asking this question. Hey, can you turn on the AC? We shouldn't have, you know, memories of our fathers telling us that we're, you know, the biggest wuss in the world and that we're going to lose our college tuition because of this AC question. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here, Carly Aquilino, Secret Keepers Club. Go get subscribed to her podcast right now. Luxury Lounge, rich parents owning a house. Okay. Train, in my mid-20s, last year got an offer from my dad to give me the money for a deposit on a house, which I obviously took. So now I have taken on a mortgage, insurance, and all the other costs associated with owning a home. My issue is twofold. Firstly, I'm paying significantly more all up than if I was just renting like everyone else in my friendship group. While I do have a decent job and can afford it, I'd like to be able to go out on weekends, drop a heap of cash, and not have to worry about paying bills. Secondly, whenever I complain about expenses to my friends, I get met with a response along the lines of, get over it, you own a home, and get absolutely zero sympathy. Anyways, I'll be all right. Love the work. I've been flying the J-Train flag down here in Australia since the TFM days. Well, thank you. That's cool. From what do they say? From the other side of the world, right? But and I do agree with their complaint. It does, because right now they got to sit there and, you know, hear people go, rent's so expensive. And they're like, and they have no one to talk to about it. They can't be like, yeah. And plus homeowners insurance. And everyone's like, what the fuck?
You know, yeah.
Like they'd have to hang out with a whole new group of people to have any, to even talk about their lives.
Right. Or wait like 10 years until their friends are owning houses and then they can all have the same problems.
Sure.
I guess it's a blessing and a curse, right? You're fortunate. I think they acknowledge that they're fortunate enough to have a, you know, family member that could give them the money. But I do think that sometimes you bite off a little bit more than you could chew. And I think that that's this person seems extremely mature and responsible, because they're like, well, I can't go out and just drop money. And there is something nice about not owning and renting. I know that sounds crazy. Of course, the goal is to rent, the goal is to own, but there's something nice about like, all right, if I can't pay it, I could move out and go somewhere cheaper. I could go to my family. I could figure this all out. But I could imagine it being a lot of stress for someone in their 20s. I mean, that's a lot.
Here's what sucks. And it says something about, it's very generational. To his dad, you gotta own a home. You gotta own a home. Like, you got to go and to his dad's generation, which is probably like our parents' generation, own a home and you'll be good and you'll be all set. And you got to make your, you got to dig in and make your roots.
Right.
Our generation is the tapas generation. We want to taste a little bit of everything. We want to, you know, go on a trip. And especially in this generation, we can rent things with so much more ease than prior generations. You can go live in a house in Tennessee tomorrow if you'd like.
Right.
Just rent the house for the month. And what this is, it's a anchor. This house has made it so this person he can't go anywhere. He's got a mortgage. He's got something to deal with. I dealt with this during the pandemic. I own an apartment in Harlem.
Right.
You know, how many times was I like, you know what? I should just get a house on a river and just right. sit outside with a shotgun protecting right. the land. And right. I couldn't even do that because I was like, no, but I got the house. So like, and it's like, and it's like, there is something freeing about like, hey, telling someone that you're renting, you just go, I'm going to pay the penalty and I'm going to be out of here.
Yeah.
You get to live off the lamb. You can just be, you're a transient. That's pretty cool.
Right. And not have to worry about putting it up on the market and blah, 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 and like losing money on it.
Because totally.
A lot of times you lose money on something if you sell it too soon. So I totally understand why this would be a difficult thing to talk about with your friends too, because your friends are like, really, dude, like I can't even afford to.
They can't understand.
They can't put a down payment on a house, and neither could you if your parents didn't help you out. So it's like,
but they can go to Tulum and you know paint themselves and live there, you know,
right.
and live inside of a huge hat, you know, that
right.
they got at their Tulum shop. For a month. So, you know, that's the thing. They'll never understand, but then they'll be right. in Tulum being like, why don't you come? We're raving. And you're like,
right.
well, I have responsibilities. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Send in your luxury lounge. Here with a Carly Aquilino fashion girl for 2069. Luxury lounge, kids don't need chairs. Jared. Love your podcast. I was introduced to you on The Bachelor and have been a fan of JTrain ever since. I'm writing this email from Towel on the Grass. Oy, that's already a problem in itself. Towel on the Grass is the most
this does not sound
uncomfortable.
Luxurious.
No, horrible. 2 years ago, my husband and I bought a house in our Midwest town. I'm a teacher with no kids, and I don't work in the summer, so I bought a pool pass that gets me into our town's two different pools. Okay. I love that even though I moved out of my apartment, I still have convenient access to a pool so that I can lay out, read books, and listen to podcasts in the sun during my well-deserved time off. My complaint is the high number of children and the low number of chairs. Oh, okay. They're on the towel now, so this is horrible. So many kids come to the pool when it opens, pile their stuff on a chair, and swim all afternoon without using the chair for anything other than a place to keep their stuff. What the heck? By the time I get there, the chairs are all taken, so I need to lay my towel in the grassy area with the other latecomers. Ugh! I think the pool needs to either buy more chairs or create a chair reservation system. Or say that you need to be 16 plus to use the chairs. My family belonged to a similar swim club when I was growing up. That one had plenty of chairs. And my parents still drilled it into my head that kids don't need chairs. Wish the parents here would do the same. Thanks for all you do. Sincerely sick of brushing bugs off my towel. So, Carly, what do you think? This is horrible.
This is horrible. I would be so mad if I paid to go sit in the grass somewhere, because that's what you're doing at this point.
Yes.
I would be pissed too. I kind of feel like if it's me, see, I don't know if I'm just obnoxious, but if it's me, I would say to the parents, hey, do you mind if I lay on this chair? Could we maybe consolidate and put your stuff? Like, do you mind? Whatever. And if they say no, they say no. But it's like, as a parent, I think that they would understand. Like, yeah, what?
Yeah.
It's first of all, it's rude. And they're saying, like, their parents even said, like, you don't need a chair, you're a kid. It's rude to just be reserving chairs for that nobody's going to sit in. And you see other people sitting on the grass. So to me, it's just like, I would ask people. And if they don't do it, they don't do it. But
I could give 30 reasons why this is a disaster.
Right.
Like a legitimate disaster. The idea that you're laying on a towel in the grass, then if you want to go in the water, you have to use the same towel that you're laying on that has grass on it to dry off. Now you're laying in a wet towel. Now you got to come back the next time you say, okay, I got to bring multiple towels to prepare for this situation. Now you're carrying more shit that you wouldn't be carrying if there were chairs there. The people, the kids on the that aren't even using the chairs, now you have to stare at them while these kids
hate
kids. It's putting you in a position to hate children.
And she's a teacher. She doesn't need kids like that. She doesn't need this.
Now she brings it to her work with her this fall. She yells at one of the kids too much. She gets fired from her job. It's going to happen. There's no question.
She's going to absolutely unravel and lose it because that's what would happen to me. And if I may just give a suggestion. Mm-hmm. So I have like a deck at my apartment.
Yes.
In the beginning of the summer, I'm like, you know what? I'm getting a little blow up pool for my deck. And I did that. And when I tell you, it is the most refreshing thing in the entire world. So I know I know it's like, girl, just say you're white trash, but I really do enjoy it. Like I enjoy sitting out there. My friend comes over. There's like two people
Your
can
one
comfortably
friend.
Be out there. Yeah. My one friend comes over. This is my entertaining part. Yeah. But I bought.
We don't use the dining room, but we do use the blow up pool from Walmart.
The blow up pool from Amazon. And I'm telling you, like, fill it with water from my sink. I have a whole tab of it on my Instagram. If you go on my Instagram, there's a tab that says pool. And you will see like some you'll see the pool.
At
and
Carly
it
Aquilino.
Is nice.
I got to go check it out because
it
is
nice.
Living.
And I fill it with water and we get like bags of ice and just fill it. And when I tell you, we chill and just lay in the little kiddie pool, like
I mean,
lounging with drinks,
mm-hmm.
trash, but nice. And if I'm this girl, you own a house, get one of those bigger blow up pools and just go relax in your backyard. Don't go and pay these people to freaking make you sit in the grass.
Totally. I think that's a way to go. I think also a way to go is to go up to the parents and you go, are you using these? Yeah. That is are you using these? That is all you got to say. And just, and never, this is the rule with chair stuff. I am the son of a Jewish mother. I have spent many a vacation fighting over chairs with other Jewish women.
Right.
This is all we do. My mom gets down to the beach at 4 a.m.,
right.
3 a.m. She puts one Cosmo magazine on one, a sock on another.
A little sunscreen, a water bottle.
Sunscreen, a water bottle. Then we... you know, float down there at like 9 a.m. We show up to our chairs and there's other people in them. And then my mom goes up to these people and goes, these are our chairs.
Right.
And they go, what? And they go, she goes, see that speck of dust?
That's sand there.
See that sand? I put that sand on that chair. That's our sand from home that we brought. See that one toenail? I put that toenail on that chair. And I've watched my mom do this thousands of times.
Right.
And she never loses eye contact with them. You can't even blink. You just stare at them. See that toenail I left on the chair at 4 a.m.? That meant that it was our chair and we reserved it.
Right.
And then the other person kind of looks at my mom. And then I'm standing behind my mom like I'm some sort of chair heavy. Like I'm like the bouncer.
You're a bouncer.
And I get so embarrassed. I'm like all red, but I have to sit there and watch the whole thing. And these people move. If you say it with strong enough, you know, inflection. Yeah. And so this person needs to go, are you using these?
Right.
And just never lose stare with them.
Yeah. That's like what I was saying with the Uber too. It's like, totally. Okay, it's a little hot, no?
Yeah,
let's address what's going on here.
Absolutely.
Because we're difference all between, living in this world where I'm now tiptoeing around this empty chair with that's got no kid in sight.
Totally.
And for what? You put your goggles on it? I'm all set. I'm going to say
fuck
something.
Fuck your goggles.
I'm going to say something. Like, if it's me, I'm like, hey, do you mind if I...
Yeah.
You mind?
And then if they go, no, that's my kid's chair. So does the kid... lay out, the kid's getting tan.
Kid needs to sit on your lap. How about this?
Yeah.
The kid could go sit in the grass where kids fucking belong.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's where I've been sitting the entire summer. Okay?
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Carly Aquilino. At Carly Aquilino on Instagram. Secret Keepers Club. I knew you'd be good at this. I had a feeling. I knew this would work out. Luxury
I'm a
Lounge.
I'm a champ at complaining.
A champion complainer. Luxury Lounge, too many horses. Oh, baby.
Hey.
Hey, Jared. I love your podcast. Big fan. So glad I was able to come to your Orlando show. Thank you. After a few years in the corporate world, I left my 9-to-5 to ride horses full time. fuck? That's
cool. I didn't even know that that was a job.
Yeah. Who are these people just bucking cowboys? Okay.
Yeah.
I've been riding horses ever since I was little, and now I'm in my mid 20s. My luxury complaint is that I'm physically exhausted all the time from riding so many horses in a day. Well, my friends and family do not have physically taxing jobs, so they always want to go out and do bougie things. It's a luxury to be around horses, let alone own and ride them. And it's a luxury to go out to dinner/drinks and travel. So I find it hard to complain elsewhere. I'm too tired for my luxury sport to attend luxury outings. Thanks for all the ha's, always tired horse girl. What do you think of this?
I want to know more information. Like, what? How do you make money riding horses? Is she like a horse racer?
Is she
like a trainer? Is she a keeper of horses? You know, like maybe she babysits other people's horses or something.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, is it that she's like they need to be ridden so many times a day
right.
to like. Keep them charged or some shit. Yeah.
Right. That's very interesting. I mean, this is an interesting person for sure. But if people, this is any type of job, and I don't think what we do is taxing in the lightest. I mean, we're not doing manual labor or anything like that, but we're exhausted a lot because we're traveling, we're going back and forth.
Yes.
If you're on the road, you're around all these people, and there is something about, like, you know, when you get off stage after, like, if you're headlining and you just did an hour, you're just like, oh, like, there's something like, I get it. And then after a show, I don't want to go out.
It's tough to give yourself credit when you don't do a thing that is like somewhat conventional.
Right.
And this person totally, the comparison to comedy is totally right, because you get off stage after doing an hour show, your brain is working. It is
right.
not in a dormant state. It is in a, even us doing this podcast right now, when have you talked to someone for an hour like this without looking at your phone once? Like, who
Never.
Has conversations like this? No one
Nobody.
Has conversations. And if I looked at someone who's like, yeah, I'm pretty tired from podcasting, they'd be like, oh, well, really?
Right.
Went to the coal mine today?
Right.
Yeah. Like, and it's like,
right.
no, just getting out of bed in the morning is tiring. So
right.
I totally understand where this person's like, you know, anyone. And the problem is anyone can come back at you just in the same way I just made fun of, like, oh, we're podcasting. Oh, you're riding
right.
your horses today. My little
right.
pony.
You poor thing. Yeah.
You poor thing. And you poor thing are the most annoying people in the world.
100%.
They're 100%. It's always the person that, like, and like, I want to look back whenever it's a you poor thing. I always want to look back at them and let them be like, yeah. You, no, me poor thing? No, you poor thing with health insurance and retirement accounts
right.
and with actual promotions.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
like.
Yeah, and job security and a 401k yeah. and health insurance. Yeah.
And someone telling you what to do on a daily basis. I'm sitting here floating out podcasts and riding
right.
horses
we
just
have
hoping.
No idea what's going on, just blindly riding
yeah.
into this the
person-
night.
Yeah, this person doesn't. They're in their mid 20s. They don't know if horses are going to work out. And the person's like, oh, you're tired from your horses?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm tired from wondering if I'll be in destitute when I'm 80.
Right. I'm really wondering more about this job. Please reach out. If you're watching this, please DM me on Instagram and tell me what your actual job is.
Because
I'm so interested. And I'm like, that
and then Carly cool. will explain it to all the TikTok people in a face to camera. So I met this girl and she'll be in front of a horse. And jtrainpodcast@gmail.com, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Here, Carly Aquilino, @CarlyAquilino on Instagram. Go follow Secret Keepers Club. That's the podcast. Let's do this one. We've gotten this one a few times and I like it. Okay, Jared, how is it that AirPods always seem to sense you having a bad day? Today I had the longest day at work and just wanted to get a workout in before I laid in bed all night. But my AirPods wouldn't connect. It was a 10-minute reconnection process. Apple needs to address this immediately. Sincerely, my AirPods sense my fear. Are you an AirPod user, Carly?
Can I tell you, I have two pairs of AirPods.
Yes.
And I use... the old school, it's connected to my mask, of course, garbage.
Oh.
I use the old school because of that exact reason. Because when corded, I'm listening,
the old school being the corded, because now there's even, you know, because there's new school. Like I have the brand new ones. I just got them.
Yep.
The AirPod Pros. And those are better. The other AirPods were legitimately like ruining the inside of my ear. Like I was, they were itching. They were drying out my ear. Those ones that are corded are the way old school.
They're like the OG.
Yes.
But I love them because it's like the AirPods. First of all, I don't want another thing to charge. Like I charge my phone. I charge my Juul. Like I'm addicted to these things that I charge. It's bizarre to me. So I'm just I don't want to if I forget to charge the AirPods, my day is ruined. The battery doesn't really last that long on either of the pairs that I have. I got two because I had gotten them as gifts, but I'm just like, I'm going back like to the old school, the cord. And also I enjoy the cord because otherwise I leave my phone everywhere. Here's I need it to be thing. Connected to my head.
Totally. So I have new AirPods and I'm like so happy to have them because the phone works better. But for legitimately a year, I was having phone calls with my parents and they were 90%. We can't hear you. That was the conversation. And I could hear them perfectly, but it wasn't picking up the speaker. And that's my biggest problem with the AirPods is the speaker is just not there yet. The fact that you see people on TikTok be like holding the speaker up to their face with the corded ones just so they can make a video. It's like, we haven't even gotten there yet. We can't even trust them to make a TikTok.
Right.
And it's like, and when they don't work, nothing makes you feel dumber than AirPods or Apple products not working. Right. You revert back to the video game, blowing in the video game being your only thing. Like that's the only, I'm blowing in the AirPods, I'm blowing in the phone. That's the only move I got. And then I just realize how helpless I am.
Right.
Like this is, my issue is more with Apple than anything else, how dependent I am on them.
Yes.
Like if Apple just decided that the clock is 5 minutes early today, I would be 5 minutes early to everything.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Or 5 minutes late. So Apple could literally change the time of the day and I'd be living by a different hour of the day.
They could change the trajectory of my day and my life.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's do one more. Is that cool, Carly?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm sorry that I'm coughing.
No, you're fine. My voice is shot. We talked about it before. But my voice. Okay, let's do.
I don't have COVID. I got tested twice.
I don't either. So, okay. Hi, Papa JT. I just placed an order with a boutique that I've never ordered from before. I thought it would be the usual online shopping experience, but I was wrong. They send me multiple texts a day about their shipping process, even when nothing has happened. Like, thank you for letting me know when it moves, but I truly don't care about the shipping updates unless you're telling me it's delivered or there's a delay. Thanks for providing a safe space to vent about this. Love the pod and the Patreon. Carly, this is, I totally agree. I do not need to know that my t-shirt's in Florence, Indiana. Like, I don't need to know that.
Right. No, I 100%. And I actually got one of these right before we started recording. But also, my problem with this is that it's still a broad thing. It's not like this is the exact time. If you're telling me the exact time it's going to show up at my door, I'm impressed. And that I would actually like to know so I can make sure that I'm home. But this one... DHL Express delivery from this place is due today by the end of the day. Then yesterday is due tomorrow by the end of the day. It's like, hey, bitch, I know what day it's going to be delivered. Can we relax now?
Yeah, chill out.
Can we relax?
Chill out. And
they're usually wrong, too, because sometimes it'll say package delivered. And I'm like, no, it wasn't. And then I'll get it an hour later.
This is the problem is it's just them nudging you to let you know they're acting like they're doing something when they're actually doing nothing.
Nothing.
So if it was like, listen, if it was like, Postmates, where you saw the bicycle moving on the screen, That's fantastic.
I want to be on the phone with my Postmates driver. I want him to be right? on the phone with me the entire time.
I want FaceTime where I can see the food and I make sure they are not eating all of my dumplings.
And I want to make sure you're going straight to the destination too. I don't want any pit stops happening. I don't want you to veer off and maybe make a wrong turn. Like I would love to see that in real time.
If that's the thing, if DHL was giving us a little DHL guy on an Apple map or a Google map,
right?
I'm cool with that. But anything below that, you're bothering me. I don't want to look. And honestly, I'm trying to get my phone screen time under 15 hours a day.
Right.
So I'm trying. And every time they give an update with a text or an email, I'm looking at my phone and now I'm dragged back into.
Right.
Like, I'm not just opening up the text from DHL. I'm opening up the text from DHL. Now it's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram,
of
LinkedIn.
Course,
you know,
of course.
Now you go around the merry-go-round and now it's an hour on my phone where I was trying to do other shit. And it's thanks to DHL popping in to be like, hey, we're still in the same exact place we were last week. It's like, okay,
it's enough already. I didn't ask.
Didn't even ask. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Look, Carly, fantastic. What an entry into the lounge. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited. I was excited to jump on here with you.
Everyone go follow Carly at Carly Aquilino, at Fashion Girl 42069, Secret Keepers Club. Every Monday, that's the podcast. I'm Jared Freed. We're here every Thursday in the lounge. Keep sending your emails, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Title it Luxury Lounge. We'll be back next episode. Boom.